Hey everyone, it's Winston. I hope you're all in the mood for a bonersode. This one is number 122 for April 7th, 2022. I fired last week's lazy producers and hired ZTK to come in here and clean things up, so let's see how he does.
Hello?
Hello, Kurt?
I'm sorry, Kurt doesn't live here.
Oh, shoot. Well, where'd he go?
Where'd he go?
Yeah, did he move or just... What?
Yeah, he doesn't live here.
Oh.
He moved from here.
Well, this is Winston. I'm with the city. I'm just calling regarding the utility work that's going to be going on outside the house over there on...
Okay.
Yeah, see, there's going to be a crew out there. They're going to be setting up that grain silo right on the easement out front of your house.
A grain silo in front of my house?
Yeah, you know, it's for the new emergency preparation program that we have here in town.
You're going to put it in the street?
Well, no, it's going to be on the easement. It's basically going to be right next to your mailbox there.
Okay, you know...
It's basically the city is just, you know, doing prep work in case there's some kind of, you know, natural disaster or any kind of event that disrupts the, you know, the supply chain.
Okay,
And so, yeah, it's a 50-foot in diameter grain silo that's going to be going out front. It's about 100 feet tall. And, yeah, it'll be right there just in front of your house.
I'm going to call my lawyer.
Well, no, okay. Your lawyer's not going to have any... Your lawyer... Look, first of all, you don't have a lawyer, okay?
Yeah.
Quit acting like you have a lawyer. Everybody pretends like they have a lawyer.
I don't have a lawyer, but I'm going to get a lawyer.
I called your bluff.
Okay. You called my bluff.
Yeah. But anyways, and your lawyer... Like, even if you get a lawyer, they're not going to have any say over what the city does.
It's never too late. It's never too late.
Well, I don't even understand why you would object to this in the first place. It's for, you know, public health and safety. I mean, you're going to be able to use it, too. You know, when the grid goes down, you're going to need
against,
that. When the grid,
I'm against public health and safety.
You're against public health and safety?
Yes.
Well, what
I
about
am.
your own family and yourself? Like, when the grid goes down, you're going to want that grain.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
What, you want to, like, you just want to go without food? You're not making any sense.
Yeah. I know. Well, you're not either. So, thank you for the call.
Well, how am I not making any sense, Gary? You're being a big silly billy about this whole thing. You're not thinking it through.
I know I am. I know I am. It's ridiculous. There will not be a...
Don't you want to prep for...
slab
for the,
in my front yard
don't,
tomorrow.
Don't you want to prep for when things go pear-shaped? And the supply chain breaks down and the federal government ceases to exist?
No. I'm not interested.
No? You just want to go quietly into that good night?
So...
Don't you want to make a stand? Well, you got to think about others anyways. It's not just all about you.
I am making a stand. There will be no...
No, you're talking about just rolling over and letting the whole neighborhood die of starvation because there's no grain.
Well, let it put it in some other neighbor's yard.
Oh, no, we're putting it right there in your yard.
Well.
Is there a woman there that I can speak to? Somebody with... like
reasonable?
Somebody reasonable that has brains, you know, that could...
No, there's nobody reasonable here.
Oh, nobody?
No brains.
Well, how do you function?
How
do you feed yourself?
We go to the grocery store.
Oh, see, I heard a woman. Put her on the phone. Let me talk to her. I'm done talking to the idiot husband. Put the wife on. Like, she does the cooking anyways, right? So she'll be concerned with the food supply.
No, we're not concerned with the food supply. It's all a hoax.
What? A hoax? The food supply's a hoax? What are you talking about?
It's a hoax.
You think grain just grows on trees?
It's a hoax to control people.
Wait, how does it control you? The food supply controls you?
No, you're trying to control me.
No, I'm not trying to control you. I'm just letting you know about the grain silo. I'm trying to keep you and your family, you know, fed.
Well, there's not going to be a grain silo in my front yard.
Oh, yes, there is. There's going to be a water tower, too. We haven't even got to that yet.
Well, good. It won't last long.
Well, go ahead and put your wife on. I need to talk to her anyways.
No, I don't think she needs to talk to you.
Oh, I think she does.
I don't know.
You're being one of those controlling husbands that won't let me talk to the woman.
What?
Like, don't worry, I'm not going to steal her away from you. I'm just going to talk to her about the grain silo.
You want to talk to this guy? No, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, tell her what it's for, and then she'll come around.
No. Okay.
Why doesn't she want to talk to me?
Thanks for the call. There better not be any workers show up here tomorrow. It'll be a tragic accident.
A tragic accident? What does that mean?
Just be a tragic accident.
It's like, that sounds like a vague threat, Gary. You can't be making threats.
I don't threaten anybody.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going to be the
thank you for the call. This is ridiculous.
No, you're
this
ridiculous.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Your face is ridiculous.
This is Amanda.
Oh, hey, Amanda. It's Richard from down the street.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to call and apologize for something I did the other day to your host, Spigot.
Okay.
See, I was hooking up to your host, Spigot, the other day with my centrifuge, and when I disconnected it, I accidentally wrenched it too hard, and the spigot itself kind of snapped off.
I might be confused, but I don't know what a centrifuge is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw a bunch of scientific jargon at you. I know you wouldn't really know anything about that.
Yeah.
On account of your female. But anyways, yeah, I'm working on this experimental battery, and it uses super chilled liquefied oxygen, and so I need the oxygen molecules, and that's why I've been harvesting them out of your house.
What?
Yeah, it's just a scientific thing, like, don't even worry about it, and it's not harmful or anything, like, they're self-replicating, so you won't run out of air or anything, if that's what you're worried about.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
that's common knowledge.
It's just very strange to me because I do live by myself. So like just a man being around my house is just.
Oh well, I'm not gonna.
Odd.
Well, what is
I
my?
I'm not accusing
wait,
you of
my,
anything. I'm just saying like.
What is my?
You not asking to come over and do anything with my house.
Well, wait a minute. What does my sex have to do with it? Like, would it matter if I was a woman?
What does my sex have to? What does my sex have to do with not understanding?
Well, yeah, it's just because, you know, women don't usually, go into science. So
not the science that's confusing to me. It's the, you're hitting me with a bunch of information.
Oh, I didn't hit you. No, you're just making things up.
I'm still talking.
You know, like if I was
hitting
calling you up to.
Information means, though, it means with you being the way you are, I'd appreciate if you, I would feel more comfortable if, like, you would just have a normal conversation with
okay,
me without
okay, well, I'll
saying,
tell you what. Why don't we go out and have a cup of coffee, and we can talk about this?
Absolutely.
We'll go out Friday, and we'll bang, okay?
All right.
I'll bring over my Star Trek The Next Generation Blu-rays, and we'll sit down, and we'll just binge Star Trek, and, you know, we'll see where it goes.
And you live down the street?
Yeah. Well, I'm over here on...
And see, whereas just a moment ago, you said, whoa, I didn't hit you, I've never hit you.
Yeah, I would never hurt you, honey.
In this situation, saying, we'll bang.
I'm going to go ahead and just pack a bag, and I'm just going to move in, and, you know, we'll see how it works out.
Why?
I'm not good with the whole dating thing, like the courting phase, so I just figured we'd just...
What are we talking
about? I don't want to date either. That's why I'm saying I'll just move in and we'll see how it works out.
Do you live by yourself? This is very strange.
Well, no, I have a girlfriend. But she's cool. Don't even worry about it.
I'm very confused by this. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll bang, all right? Just don't even worry about it.
Well, probably not.
Are you breaking up with me?
Yeah.
This is JR.
Oh, hey, JR. It's Winston with the city.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I just need to let you know about the utility work that's going to be starting on Monday out at your house.
At our house? Okay.
Yeah, well, we sent you a letter a couple months ago about the water tower. Do you remember getting that?
I live up in so I don't know why I would be getting any work done on my property.
Oh, well, this is for the, let's see, the address over at 69.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on a well, so I don't know how that would affect me. Are you turning off power?
Oh, no, nothing to do with the power. We're going to be constructing a water tower at the edge of your property.
Who's this water tower for? Because I don't remember ever getting a letter on this.
Oh.
This is a private subdivision.
Oh, yeah, I know, but there's, your address, it was selected for the site of the new APCS water system. You might have heard about that in the news and everything.
Nope, I've never gotten any kind of notification on that.
Oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Yeah, we should have sent you a letter back in, I think it was the beginning of February. Yeah, I can try to explain. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to catch you off guard.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm not going to approve any kind of construction of anything on my property.
Oh, well, there's actually an easement there that's kind of technically not part of your property, and that's where the water tower is going in.
I'm not trying to be rude to you, but it's like I was never.
Yeah, well, you're being kind of rude, man.
I'm on a
That attitude. I'm trying to explain, but you're not giving me a chance. Like, it's pretty simple. It's basically just a water tower. It's going in right there.
Okay, well, I was saying, I was never told or informed.
Well, you were. You probably just threw out your mail. You didn't think it was important or whatever. But yeah, it was a letter sent to you a couple months ago.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but now you're being kind of rude, assuming that I didn't read the letter that I never got.
Well, I mean, obviously you didn't read it. I'm not assuming.
I didn't get it.
Well, you probably did. You just thought it was junk. You just thought it was junk, or you're careless, or whatever. You know, I don't know. Who knows? Who's to say what happened in the past?
Now I'm careless.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Like, it was an official letter from the city. I mean, it's basically your fault if you didn't read it. Not really my problem. But anyways, it's pretty simple. It's just a water tower. I don't really see what the big deal is. It's just, you know, it's
how large is the water tower?
Well, it's about 170 feet. Yeah, not counting the concrete platform, but yeah, it'll be about 170, 180 feet in the air. It's for the new active preparation for calamity situations program that we have here in town. Well, I guess you wouldn't know about it because you don't watch the news. You're one of those people, but yeah, it's just...
No, now you're being completely rude. I watch the news every night, and I've never gotten any kind of letter,
which channel?
And I've never been told anything.
I mean, if you watch it every night...
I watch all the channels.
Oh, okay. You watch all the channels? How do you not know?
Well, I watch NBC for the most part.
Oh, okay. Well, that figures.
Who's your supervisor?
Well, what does that matter?
I'm an elected official in the county as well.
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants. Mr. Big Shot over here.
Okay, now you're being completely rude.
No, I'm not trying to be rude. It's just
now
like, what is that?
Rude.
You're being
completely rude.
Why are you throwing
because
that in my face?
Nobody ever said anything. What was your name again?
Winston. And if you watch the news, like, how come you don't know about APCS?
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
What's your last name?
Beauregard.
Overgard?
Yeah. Like, I don't even understand why you're being such a big boner jacket about
this. So, first of all, if it's 150 feet in the air, then it's going to definitely impede my views.
Your view of what?
My view of the mountains.
Yeah, but it's not going to block the entire mountain, stupid. It's a water tower. You're acting like a giant wall is going up around your house or something. You're just being overly dramatic about this.
Okay. First of all, I don't like your tone.
Well, you better get used to it.
I better get used to it now.
You're just triggering me, that's all. It's basically your fault.
It's my fault. Triggering you.
Like, you started in with me with a big attitude and saying, "Oh, I'm an elected official." Like it really matters who you are.
I am. I'm on the Ooh. Of course I'm involved in the community.
Oh, that's irrelevant.
I watch a lot of things that go on in the news.
Okay, well, if you're an elected official and you watch the news, how come you don't know about the active preparation calamity situation program thing machine?
Now you're just being an ass.
What? No,
why
I said
you, like, who's your
why? How am I being an ass?
Who's your supervisor?
That would be Olga.
Olga what?
McDykel.
Can you send me an email of the letter that was supposedly sent?
No, I'm not going to do that. I ain't your goddamn secretary. Can't be writing emails all day.
This is JR.
Oh, hey, JR. It's Winston again. I think the call got dropped. Sorry about that.
I don't think you're sorry at all. I think you're being extremely rude. I'm asking questions.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be rude. We got off on the wrong foot. It's just, like, I don't understand why you would be upset about this. It's like a public safety thing. In the event of a calamity, we'll have water. Like, don't you want something like that in place? Like, in this day and age, don't you want to be prepared?
Look,
that's what it's all for.
Can you just transfer me to Olga, please?
No, she's in.
Transfer me to Olga.
She's in a meeting right now. I can have her call you back, but she's basically.
I can call one of the county commissioners and find out. If you want me to do that.
The county commissioners don't like you.
I'm just trying to find out some additional information. Oh, they don't like me.
Yeah, they think you're a real motherfucker.
Sounds to me like you wouldn't be somebody that would actually be in a position on the county.
I know. I never said I was, stupid. I said I was with the city, not the county. But what's more likely, though, is that I'm just a prank caller.
Really?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Roy?
Who's speaking?
It's Winston with the city.
Okay.
Yeah, I just need to let you know there's a utility truck on the way to your house. It's going to be there in probably less than an hour. And they're just going to be setting up a couple of those GMO mosquito hives up on your roof.
Really?
Yeah, it's the thing that you might have heard about in the news. We're just setting up these hives of genetically modified mosquitoes to help, you know, just prevent the spread of disease and things like that.
What if I don't want those on my roof?
Well, there's really no opt-out program or anything. It's just they're not harmful. In fact, they're good for you. So if they bite, you know, just let them do their thing. But yeah, a couple of them are just
you can put them anywhere other than on my roof, right?
Well, no, they have to be up on roofs. It's just kind of, you know, part of regulations. And yeah, they chose to put a couple of them up on your roof, but it's not gonna.
I would rather not, Winston.
Oh yeah, like I said, there's not really an opt-out program.
Well, they're not gonna. When and how can I contest that?
Well, there's really no way to contest it. I mean, it's like I said, it's a good thing. It's for, you know, just public health and safety.
No, Winston, I'm telling you, don't do it.
Well, no, I won't be doing it. The crew is. They're on their way. No, they're probably
tell
about.
Tell them not to do it.
Well, no, I don't have that kind of authority, sir. I'm just supposed to let you know they're going
to
be.
I forbid you to put that on my roof. How about that?
Well, you can't forbid me or the city from doing public work.
I am. You're on notice. Do not put those on
notice. What do you mean notice?
Yeah. Well, you'll hear from my lawyer.
Oh, your lawyer's not going to have any say over the city. You're being silly.
Oh yeah, they will.
Why would you why would you object to this anyways? It's a good thing. Like I said, it's going to help prevent the spread of disease.
I don't want it.
You're just being a big Nancy about this. Like it's not a bad thing.
You better watch your mouth, son.
What do you mean?
You better not put those on my roof.
Oh, I'm not your son, first of all. And secondly, what do you mean watch my
Let me talk to your supervisor right now.
Oh no, she's in a meeting right now.
You better let me talk to her right now.
Well, I don't
you
take orders.
Watch your mouth.
I don't take orders from you.
Well, I'm going to talk to your supervisor. What's her name?
Olga.
Last name?
Oh, don't worry about it. Look, just the truck's on the way. It's not even a big deal.
No,
like, what are you scared of bugs or something? What are you scared of bugs?
Do
like a
not
little.
Do it.
You're being a little girl about this.
No.
Hello.
Hello, Carol.
Yes.
It's Winston with the city.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was just talking to Roy, your husband, a few minutes ago about the GMO mosquito hives going up on your roof.
Well, I don't want to put anything on my house either. That's weird.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter if you like it or not. It's going up there.
I'm sorry, but who is this?
It's Winston with the city. I'm here in the public relations department. I was trying to explain to that impotent husband of yours, but man, oh man, he was just...
You will not talk about my husband. I don't care why you're calling, but you can just forget about it.
Hello?
Hello, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry. It's Craig with the city.
Yep.
I'm just calling to let you know about the utility work that's going to be going on outside your house tomorrow. You probably already got the letter about it back in February, but they're going to be starting on that grain silo tomorrow at about 9 o'clock.
On Drive?
Well, it's at the corner of... It's about 30 feet in diameter, and so they just need the room. So, yeah, they're going to kind of carve out a space for it.
Oh, there's a grain silo there?
Oh, no, they're going to be installing one. Yeah, there's going to be a grain silo right there, I guess you could say, in the southeast corner of your house.
A grain silo? What's a grain silo doing in town?
Oh, it's for the new safety program, the new safety preparation thing. I don't know if you've heard about it in the news, but yeah, we're just putting up these water towers and grain silos just in the event of a natural disaster.
The city's putting up water and grain scattered around town?
Yeah, just, you know, in the event of any kind of an event that might disrupt the supply chain, that way we can kind of self-sustain while things get...
That's ridiculous. Who came up with that idea?
Oh, well, it would have been the city council that proposed it in the first place, but...
What good does grain do you?
If the shelves go empty in the stores, then what are we gonna have for food?
That's ridiculous.
Well, no, what's...
In the middle of town?
Well, what's ridiculous about prepping for, you know, a possible disaster
like a grain silo, like on a farm, or...
Well, yeah, it's just to, you know, sustain us while, you know, things are restored and, you know, supply chains are rebuilt. Like
that's ridiculous. Raw grain doesn't do you any good.
Well, no, not...
It turns it into flour and everything else.
Well, yeah, but how are we going to feed ourselves if the stores are all empty and everything? Like, you're just being kind of silly. Like, you're the one that's being ridiculous about this, really.
What are you going to do with grain, a silo full of grain, if the stores are out of food? What good is that going to do you?
Well, we're going to make bread, dummy. What do you do with grain?
You're going to make bread? Who's going to make bread?
People that know what to do with it. Look, it's not all about you. Like, you're being kind of self-centered about this. It's just for self... It's for public health and safety in the event of a disaster. There's really nothing to object to here.
Yeah, no, that's silly. And I think this is a crank phone call.
Well, no, how would
it be? If I see anybody taking my fence down, there's going to be hell to pay.
No, there's not any.
Yeah, like what is that? There is going to be hell to pay.
Well, what does that even mean? Like you're just those
that
are just
means
words.
You're not going to take my fence down.
Well, no, I'm not going to be property. Doing it. Stupid. The utility crew is doing
no
it.
No one's going. No, they're not.
Oh yes, yes they are. They're going to be there
what
tomorrow.
What utility?
Well, it's going to be a city work crew. What is the mystery here? It's all kind of straightforward. It's
straightforward. A 30-foot diameter grain silo.
Yeah.
It's going to be an eyesore for one thing.
Well, no, but it's there for, you know, just like it's for you too. It's not just for other people. Like you're not thinking this through. You got to think about yourself and your family.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about.
A bakery has to make bread. You don't just make bread out of some grain. Sit there.
Well, look,
silo.
You don't know anything about grain. What are you, a farmer? You don't know any better. It's not up to you, Terry.
Who are you? Do you work at the city?
Yeah, of course I do.
What's your job?
I'm just an administrative assistant here in the public relations office, but you're the one that's just being ridiculous about this. Like, you're not being a good, you know, neighbor and husband and, you know, just thinking
what
this through.
What are you talking about?
Well, because, like, you're objecting to something that would be, that would help you in the event of emergency.
That's foolish.
No, you're...
I didn't hear anything about that.
Well, you had to turn on the news, pay attention to what's going on in town.
Yeah, I don't like your attitude. I don't like what you're saying.
Well, I don't like your face.
Well, who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you?
I told you who I am. This is Winston with the public relations.
What's your name?
I told you it's Winston. Told you.
Winston who?
Beauregard.
Winston who?
Beauregard. And you need
Beauregard.
And you need to quit being a motherfucker about this. Like it's not all about you.
Since when does a city official talk that way?
Well, no, you just
That's
got me
ridiculous.
All you got me all worked up because you're just you're just being a motherfucker.
Beauregard, Oligard.
No, Beauregard.
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 Spell it.
Okay, it's B as in BBQ, E as in I, A as in R, U as in W, R as in Rwanda, E as in...
Yeah, quit being a smartass.
E as in idiot, G... I'm not being a smartass, I'm trying to spell it for you. Now I gotta start all over, because you had to interrupt me. Okay, it's B as in Bjork, E as in...
Just spell it.
I'm spelling it, why do you keep interrupting?
Quit being an asshole.
Well, I'm not being an asshole. I'm trying to spell it.
U.
Where are we? R as in Rwanda.
I know what R is.
E as in idiot. G as in gnome. A as in R. R as in are you listening? And D as in W.
All right. Well, I'm going to poke into this. Hello?
Oh, Terry, you hung up before I could let you know about the water tower that's going up on the other corner of your backyard.
Oh, bullshit.
Thanks again, ZTK, for helping prepare the town for imminent societal collapse. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show. Before I hang up the phone, I have a quick show production announcement to share. In a few weeks, Olga and I will be moving. This has actually been in the works for a while now. Those of you with keen ears might have noticed a slight echo to my audio, as the boner bunker has been emptied out of all the furniture and decorative trash. Anyway, last time we moved, it was supposed to be a permanent thing. I mean, at least for a very long time. But it didn't work out, and we're moving again soon into a place I'm pretty sure we'll be much happier with. But I'm mentioning it because some of you, longtime supporters, probably remember the last time we moved. I was without internet and unable to do a show for a month. That won't happen this time. The new place is internet ready, and in fact, I don't anticipate any interruption to the show schedule, but moving is stressful, and there's a chance I might end up having to skip a week. If that happens, I'll make up for it with a longer bonersode, as always. But yeah, shows should continue as normal. But just bear with me as I grow increasingly stressed out over the next few weeks and probably suffer a hilariously debilitating stroke. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Had a dream. You and me in the war of the end times. And I believe California succumbed to the fault line. We heaved relief as scores of innocents died, and the Andalusian tribe setting the lay of Nebraska alight, till all that remains is the arms of the angel. Hetty Green, queen of supply side bond, and the bone drive.
Another prank call. Is this a prank call?
Yes. Wow. How did you, what did you do? Google APCS? I didn't even know that would come up.
Dude, get a.
I thought you would get something about like math and computer science.
Sorry, are you recording this?
Yeah. Who are you calling?
Oh my gosh.
Are you calling the voicemail line?
No, I'm just, okay.
Well, what's that phone ringing?
No, that's good. That was funny. All right. Okay. Take care, man.
I sure got you, didn't I?
Yep, you did. Take care, dude.